Again, we're continuing in Ben Ish Chai, Parashat Beshalach, Shana Shniyah Lecha Dalet. If a person intentionally was over on Borer, either he took off, he separated Pesolet mitoch Ochel, or Ochel mitoch Pesolet with the sifter, which is a Isur. So the ramifications for that is that this food right now is Asur for him to enjoy, because you're not allowed to be ne'ne mi melechet Shabbat, just like we found by Mevashel b'Shabbat. Ach nistapakti besifri Rav Pealim. However, in my Sefer Shelot u'Tshuvot Rav Pealim, in the Tshuva following the one that he mentioned previously in Halacha Gimel. So you see that in Rav Pealim, Ben Ish Chai dedicates two beautiful Tshuvot, Siman Yud Bet and Siman Yud Gimel, to the Sugya of Borer. Here in Siman Yud Gimel, he says like this, he has a certain safek, Im ze asher berer be'isur. Let's say that which you separated be'isur. Chazal ve'erev ha'ochel im ha'posolot. If you, the person who was over on Borer, if he then mixed it inside again. Let's say, for example, he had a bowl with peanuts and shells mixed all together, okay? And so what's the way that you're not supposed to do? You're not supposed to take the shells out of the bowl and put them aside so you have the bowl just with the nuts, with the peanuts. You're not supposed to do that. If you do that, even though you did it with your hands, it's pisolet mitoch ochel, you're over on borer. If a person did it b'mezid, those peanuts right now are forbidden to him. He's not allowed to have hana'ah from Melechet Shabbat. Says the Ben Ish Chai, what about if he takes those shells that he took out of the bowl and he puts them back? He undoes what he did. He felt bad about what he did and he mixes it back in. Kemo she'aya kodem she'berer, he makes them all mixed up like it was before. Im shari livror mechadash ata b'Shabbat min ha'tarovet hazot, ochel b'toch pesolet b'yado kedei le'echol le'altar. Is he now able to do it all over in the correct way? Can he now remove the peanuts from the shells with his hand and for the purpose of eating right away? Kivan de'batlu ma'asav harishonim de'avid b'isur. After all, the ma'aseh that he did be'isur in the beginning was nullified. He ruined it. He mixed it again, so maybe he should be allowed to enjoy the peanuts now because he's not nene mi melechet Shabbat. The melechet Shabbat that he did before was undone. It was spoiled. So he's not nene from it now. Would that be okay? Can you do you have a chance to do over, Bikitsu, by Borer? You see, you can't have this safek, obviously, by Mevashel. You can't uncook something and then cook it again, or, you know, anyway, to cook again would be asur. So this is a question that fits to be asked by Borer. Borer is something you could easily undo. Just mix the pisolet again inside and then do it the right way. Take ochel mitoch pisolet with your hands, le'altar, to eat immediately. Are you allowed to do that? That's the safek of the Ben Ish Chai, which he discusses in Shelot u'Tshuvot Rav Pealim, in Siman Yud Gimel there, Chelek Aleph. And in fact, the Ben Ish Chai brings there that the Eshel Avraham in Siman Shin Yutet, that's the Pri Megadim, has this safek. He's the one who introduces this question. And he left it without an answer. And after I was mefalpel in the sugya, with the help of Hashem, with an assortment of proofs, heveti divrei Rashba shevi Maran Bet Yosef Siman Resh Nun Gimel. I brought the words of the great Rashba, which Maran Bet Yosef brings earlier in Ilchot Shabbat in Siman Resh Nun Gimel. The Rashba says the following: Mi shebishel tafshilo me'erev Shabbat kol tzorko. Let's picture the following scenario: a person cooked food on erev Shabbat. And he cooked it, kol tzorko, it's well done. Ulemachar b'Shabbat amar lagoy le'adlik ha'esh ulechamem tavshilo. The next day on Shabbat, he wanted to warm up that food which was already cooked. And he asked the Nochri, he asked him, Lehadlika eshu lechamem, can you light up a fire? Can you turn on the fire and heat up my tafshil? De'asu, you're not allowed to do so, right? Obviously, you're not supposed to tell the non-Jew to do something that is asu for you, to turn on the fire. Forget about cooking. Okay, you'll say, en bishul achal bishul. That's not the issue. The issue is the turning of the fire. Not allowed to tell him to do so. So let's say you did. The food is asu, right? Says the Rashba, va'afilu achar shenitztanen asu lo leoto shabbat. Even, let's say, after the food cools off. So again, you told the non-Jew to turn on the fire and to reheat your food. And you weren't supposed to do that, but you did it. So he listened to you and he did so. So now you have food that you're not allowed to eat because you're going to be nene mimelechet Shabbat. You're going to enjoy something that was asu. Says the Rashba, even after it cools off, you're not allowed to eat it. Cools off. I'm not having hana'a from the fact that it was heated because it's not hot anymore. It cools off. Says the Rashba, you're still not allowed to have hana'a from it. Why? Dekansinanli. Because it's a matter of principle now. It's a matter of, it's a knas, it's a penalty. Anytime you told the goy to do a melacha de oraita for you on Shabbat, it's a knas. You're not allowed to eat that food even le'achar shenitztanen, even after it cools off. Which means you'll say, I'm not really having hana'am imlechet Shabbat anymore. Regardless, it's a knas. V'chen pasak rama behagaha besiman reshmem dalet. The Rama openly is posek like this Rashba, that it's asur to be eaten even after it's nitztanen. The Ben Ish Chai wants to extrapolate from that. He wants to extend that knas. Im kenu adin hacha. The same thing would apply here, he says. Afal pi shechazar v'nit'aravu batlu ma'asav. Even though you mixed it again, and so your original deed of isur has been abolished here, still, asur le'chol mimenu b'derech heter bo bayom. Still, on that Shabbat, you're not allowed to eat from that bowl of peanuts. Dekansinan le, because it is a knas. Okay? So that's a very interesting halacha. Comes out, the Ben Ish Chai comes out, the chumra over here, that even after the so-called tikkun that you did, it's asur. Here he says bo bayom. In the Tshuva in Rav Palim, he actually says le'olam, if it was done b'mezid. So we need further iyun there in that tshuva, Ezrat Hashem. Let's do one more short halakha here. Hey, asur liklof shuminu betzalim verimonim v'chol mine perot, peeling garlic or peeling onions or peeling pomegranates or any other fruits, kedei, you're not allowed to peel them off on Shabbat, ela kedei le'echol le'altar, only for the purpose of eating it immediately. You want to eat an orange. You're allowed to peel the orange. Because, you know, when it comes to peeling, so now there is no other way but pesolet mitoch ochel. You can't be borer here. Let's say I have an orange. You'll tell a guy, I want you to take the ochel from the pesolet. It's impossible to get to the ochel without first removing the pesolet. So this is derech achilato bekach. The only way to eat it is by removing the pesolet first. Pesolet meaning the peel, which is the waste. However, it has to be le'altar. The only way it's mutar is if it's for the purpose of eating immediately. Or, the Ben Ish Chai says, le'shitato, if it's for the purpose of the upcoming meal, and you're within an hour from the upcoming meal. But to peel fruits or vegetables or any kind that needs peeling for the strict purpose of the next meal, let's say 12 o'clock, you are peeling fruits and vegetables for Suda Shlishit in 4 o'clock. That is not allowed to be done on Shabbat. Okay?